Track 5, Trains. Well now, we've finally reached the end of the line, metaphorically speaking, as we're about to pull into Diss Station, and this is where our train will terminate. Here are Jill and Tony with the final instalment of our imaginary trip.
What station is that up ahead? It's our final stop on this London-bound train heading south out of Norwich Victoria Station. Can you believe we set off on this journey some 5 months ago? Could have walked it by now. This is actually a trip you can still make today. Abellio Greater Anglia run the London Main Line here, and this is its first stop out of Norwich. The quaint market town of Diss has many remarkable stories of the past and present. We shall hear from Diss Museum Manager Basil Abbott about a private railway that was constructed here. There's rumours of an elephant graveyard and a strange story about eels that lived in the mere. A mere is a body of still, deep water like a lake, but without a river or stream running into it. But first, let's hear about the station itself.
Diss Railway Station is on the Great Eastern Main Line in the east of England, serving the market town of Diss, Norfolk. It is 94 miles down to the line from London Liverpool Street and is situated between Stowmarket to the south and Norwich to the north. It is approximately 20 miles south of Norwich. The station at Diss was proposed by the Ipswich and Bury Railway as part of their route to Norwich. Such were the changes in the railway industry that, in 1847, the Ipswich and Bury Railway became part of the Eastern Union Railway, which started operating in 1849. This became part of the Eastern Counties Railway, ECR, in 1854, which amalgamated with several other companies in 1862 to form the Great Eastern Railway, GER. During the early part of the 20th century, the goods yard was extended twice, and during World War I, an Army Service Corps department was established adjacent to the station. Following the 1921 grouping, the GER amalgamated with other railways to form the London and North Eastern Railway, LNER. On nationalisation in 1948, the station and its services came under the management of the Eastern Region of British Railways. Some goods shunting at Diss were carried out by horses as late as 1959. In 1985, the line through Diss was electrified by British Rail to the 25 kV overhead system, and the following year, electrically hauled intercity services commenced.
But enough about the facts of railway ownership. What could be interesting about that, I hear you cry? Well, how about a private railway system? Imagine you were a stately homeowner with acres of land and needing to access London for fun times and frippery, to send your goods to market in London in the late 1800s. In 2015, a newspaper reported on an unusual archaeological dig in Diss.
It was a pioneering example of Victorian entrepreneurship which has long since vanished from the landscape. A private railway system built so produce from a Norfolk estate could reach London more easily. But now, more than a century on, part of the network created by William Betts of the Friends Estate in South Norfolk is being painstakingly excavated by archaeologists. The 7 mile stretch was created in 1868, linking his land at Scole to Diss Railway Station, where farm produce could be transferred to the Great Eastern Railway and taken to the capital. Part of the sidings of the Diss end of the line have been unearthed and are being examined by archaeologists, along with brick kilns which may have been used to build homes in the town. Experts from Archaeological Solutions are working on the site off Sawmills Road on behalf of Pick Everard ahead of work to build a care home. They are recording what has been described as a significant find by Diss historian and museum manager Basil Abbott. Mr. Abbott said, "Brick kilns and traces of railway sidings have been discovered to the east of Diss Railway Station. They date from William Betts Farm Railway between 1868 to 87. This was created to take produce via the mainline station to London markets and to bring back manure from the thousands of horses in the capital. There are Betts bricks on many houses and walls in Diss. This is a very significant discovery relating to an important piece of local history. Betts was an extraordinary man and a great entrepreneur. I am glad this site can be studied. Helen Kennett, a Norwich social historian, believes cottages in Mission Road in Diss were built by Mr. Betts, and a row of homes called Betts Terrace may have been part of a contract with Great Eastern Railway.
Now that's some influence that Mr. Betts had, to build your own railway to join up with the main line. If you could build a railway, where would you have it take you? Somewhere exotic? Hot? Somewhere like India, maybe? Well, Madame Abdella came from India to Diss in the 1800s. I wonder if it was by train. She travelled all over Britain and eventually died of illness and fatigue in a place called Fair Green in the centre of Diss. Listen to this. They buried her in the green itself. Our Tim recently ran a project investigating this story. He says it was a most unusual tale and one I wanted to hear more about. I asked the UEA Geology Department to carry out sonar investigations of the green to discover if a body may have been buried there. Indeed, we found a large area of disturbed ground and deduced this was Madame Abdella's final resting place. Before you go telephoning the police about humans buried under a public open space, please consider that Madame Abdella was an Indian elephant who had travelled with a menagerie show run by Bostock and Wombwell. So that's the elephant graveyard of Diss. The spot is now marked with a stone memorial telling her tale.
The manager of Diss Museum also told Tim of another story involving creatures. If you are squeamish about slithering, slimy beasties, then block your ears for a second. The eels that lived in Diss Mere, the dark, deep, still body of water at the bottom of Mere Street, once took such a dislike to the human waste, yes, you know what I mean, being dumped in the water, that en masse they jumped out of the mere. Quite what they hoped to achieve by jumping out of water we may never know, but Basil informs me that this is a local historical fact.
This is the end of our trip aboard imaginary steam trains headed out of Norwich's Victoria Station. This market town is well served by many shops, national brands and local independents, including a great butcher on Mere Street and ladies' fashions, as well as an arts market set in a former department store. The Diss Museum can be found in a former butcher's shop called The Shambles in Market Square. Pop in and check if Basil is around. I'm sure he will have many a tale to tell you. Well worth a visit, Diss is just this side of the border with Suffolk. Indeed, if you walk past Fair Green and over a small bridge, you'd be in Suffolk. So remember to take your passport.
This is the end of the line for our unique train trip. We have travelled through the past, from Norwich's Victoria Station, heading south, stopping at stations that are no longer there, Swainsthorpe, Flawdon, Fawnsett, Tivitchell and Burston. We have heard from village websites, local historians and Joe Mason, who recalled taking the train along this route in the 1950s and 60s. We hope you have enjoyed this ghost train journey and learnt something about the smaller villages and how interconnected they were before the motor car took over and isolated people in their own bubbles. If you think about it, most of the places we stopped at the work people could get would have been local. Seasonal, farm and agricultural work, hard labour for the boys and men, drudgery and service for the girls and women. Would the people who took these trains in the late 1800s and early 1900s have been able to afford a car? The railway was a lifeline to them, a way of expanding their horizons and experiencing life beyond the village. Perhaps they would have been able to catch the train to visit the pleasure gardens or Mr. Pablo Fanque's amazing circus with its spectacle of acrobats, exotic animals, jugglers and clowns, full of music and colour.
Thank you both. Next time I take the train to London, I'll remember all those facts about Dis.